Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Public Health Wellness Coordinator Jennifer Bourbonnais to talk about the Great American Smokeout. Jennifer, the Great American Smokeout is today. Always a good opportunity for those smokers who are looking to try and quit, give them an opportunity to quit. Talk about how the Great American Smokeout got started.
Right. Well, the Great American Smokeout is put on by the American Cancer Society, and they've been doing this for quite some time now, and it's every third Thursday in November each year. And it's really a day for encouragement for those smokers who want to quit smoking, for them to make a plan to either quit on that day or start their quit plan process that day.
And that is certainly a good starting point for a lot of people to be able to have one particular day that they start off at. What are some ways they can try and quit smoking?
One of the ways that they could try to quit smoking is to seek the help of the Quitline Iowa. And you can do that over the phone by the phone coaching. Otherwise, they do offer web coaching now. And especially, this is a good time to contact them because they are actually offering 8 weeks free nicotine replacement therapy. So you could get on the patches, the gum, or the lozenges for 8 weeks, and that's at no cost to the smoker.
What are some of the percentages that we're seeing here in Iowa and in Marion County in regards to the number of smokers out there?
In Iowa right now, 19.5% are smokers. And then in Marion County, it's a little lower, and that's 18% of adults currently smoke in Marion County. Those rates have stayed pretty much the same for Marion County at 18%. However, youth smoking has actually gone up a little bit in the past 4 years. So we're definitely working on trying to promote cessation and prevention in the school systems in Marion County.
And what are some of the ways that you're doing that?
We go into the schools and we can present to classes, teach them, you know, a little bit about smoking and how that affects your entire body. And then we also have some smoking cessation classes, so Freedom from Smoking and the NOT program, which is Not on Tobacco, that students can get involved in.
What are some ways people can find out more information to be able to work on quitting smoking?
I would definitely check out either our website, which is marionph.org, and our website has some information about smoking, and it also has a link to Quitline Iowa. And their website is www.quitnow.net/Iowa, if you want to just go directly there. You can also contact them by phone, and it's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. So I just really want to promote Quitline Iowa right now. I think that's your best bet on the road to cessation.
And what advice do you have to anybody who's looking to quit smoking?
I would definitely say start with a quit plan. So start with your quit date and learn what your triggers are. So is it an emotional trigger to make you want to have that cigarette? Or is it when you wake up in the morning? Or what are those triggers? So identify those and then go from there.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Public Health Wellness Coordinator Jennifer Bourbonnais, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.